You know, some are saying that Charlie Sheen's escapades here lately is nothing more than a publicity stunt. I don't know about that. All you have to do is listen to the guy ramble on all the different news channels. I hear today that the Beverly Hills police had to go and take his children away from him to go back to the mother. I'm not sure what quality of a parent she is. I guess it's not for me to judge. We just look at the information. And then you look at poor old Muammar Gaddafi and how he's butchering his people in Libya. The Americans and some NATO forces are hanging around there a little bit. I'm not sure what they're doing, trying to evacuate people from certain countries, Canada, the United States, from that situation, that disaster over there. But if you put Charlie Sheen and Muammar Gaddafi in the room together and they had a long conversation, I think it would be very interesting to watch. Both of them, in my opinion, need serious mental health work done for them, done on them. One is butchering his own people. The other one is butchering himself, for lack of a better term. Now, can you tell somebody what to do and what not to do with their own body and how to treat themselves? Well, not really, some will say. There are laws in our countries that we have to abide, and certain things, when Charlie Sheen says he was given a choice by the police, go to jail or go to rehab, I find that somewhat disturbing. But I tell you what, in both cases, you have two individuals that need a lot of help. One needs to be deposed, and the other one needs serious mental and psychological and medical help, for sure. I've said it before, I say it again, I'm still talking about him, but I wish the media would not give him a platform to ramble on his nonsensical rants. Kind of like Gaddafi. Two different people? Sure. Charlie Sheen hasn't killed anybody. Is he trying to kill himself? I'm not sure about that. Gaddafi, he needs to be taken out, that's for sure. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.